case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
I spoke this morning about how my dad instincts are kicking in. This morning, though, as I was putting Esther to bed about 2-3 o'clock in the morning, I popped her back into her bassinet. I did have an incident that made it very hard to stay quiet. Now, when you hurt yourself, what's the first thing that your body wants to do?
The Peter Griffin.
That's
happened
right.
to me last night. I've had the lights off and I somehow put my body weight onto my... I don't even know how to explain how I did this, how stupid it is. I had my thumb on the door and then pushed my body weight into my thumb. So I jammed my thumb between a door frame and my own body.
Okay, I'm not
welcome
that
to,
bad.
Welcome to my life, everyone.
Yesterday, I was putting my daughter to bed back in her bassinet, and as I turned around, and Eden was asleep. Eden doesn't get much sleep these days, so Eden was asleep. I had popped our daughter back into the bassinet. I turned around, and as I turned around, I kicked my big toe on the corner of our bed.
Oh, that's not fun.
Now, obviously, the first thing you want to do when you're in pain is go, yeah, like that.
And a swear word, usually.
Usually. I didn't do that because I didn't want to wake up my settled daughter and obviously my settled partner, Eden, who was in bed. So what I did was I had to do something because it was just the sharpest pain, just really sharp pain, okay? So what all I did, I just went, like that for like a long time because I needed to let it out somehow.
Yeah, this happened to me the other morning, actually, now that I think about it. Once again, just describing how clumsy I am in my life. I woke up and I got my shin on the corner of the bed because I have to walk around the bed to get to the ensuite in the morning. Mm. And so I don't want to wake up the dog or Griggs, my boyfriend.
Yeah.
How what different lives we have.
Yeah.
And I, got my shin and really bad. And I bruised instantly as well, like an instant lump. And it was... I was very close and I was like, I can't, everyone's asleep. If I wake the dog up, she's going to wake the boyfriend up and it's just going to not be fun for everyone involved. So I just had to suffer in silence like you.
Yes, that's exactly right. I ended up doing that high-pitched sound for what I felt like was a long, long time. And after it maybe like, I don't know, 10, 15 seconds of me making that noise because I just needed to let the pain out slowly, Eden kind of... wakes up and goes, what are you doing? And I go,
oh, no.
I just hit my toe on the corner of the bed. And I limped back around to the side of the bed. And the weird thing was, in the morning, there were like 5 dogs out the front of my house because they heard the high-pitched sound, which was really weird. No, but I was really, thank God I didn't hit my toe before we did that stair challenge yesterday because I bruise quite easily as well.
Yeah, it's not fun. One of the things people always ask us is like, oh, what time do you wake up? How do you not wake up your partner? It's just, you suffer in silence if you trip over and you can't turn lights on. It's a whole ordeal in the mornings.
And do you get dressed really quietly? Do you get dressed in your bedroom?
I get dressed in the walk-in robe,
but
I don't turn the light on until I have gotten into the... We should do a whole entire different talk topic about this because I don't get dressed until I get into the cupboard, close the door, and then turn the light on. So I'm just walking around completely blind for like a good 10 minutes or so in my bedroom.
The life of a radio announcer, I tell you what.